Search Me, Book 3 in the Cover Me series, written by L.A. Witt, narrated by Charlie David. Chapter 1. Gun in both hands, I inched down the hall of Nick's apartment. The hairs on the back of my neck stood on end, my nerve endings tingling, and my senses on high alert for any indication there was someone here. So far, the apartment was empty. Nothing had been disturbed. Nick, I said over my shoulder, keeping my voice down. Did you leave your bedroom door open or closed? I don't know. Probably closed. I pursed my lips. Up ahead, the door was ajar. As I took another step forward, I said, Stay up against the wall. Fabric rustled behind me, so I didn't look back to make sure he'd done as I asked. Instead, I continued toward the door, listening for any movement beyond it. If Jesse was here, he could be in any state of mind, lucid, volatile, going through withdrawal, in the middle of a high. The kid was mentally ill anyway, plus he was a crack addict. After he'd attacked Nick the other night, breaking his nose and nearly strangling him, there was no predicting what would be going on in the kid's head now. At the door, I paused for a moment, listening. Then I nudged the door open with my foot. Everything happened so fast, so goddamned fast. He must have been completely still, completely silent, and I didn't see him until he raised the gun. Until the muzzle flash startled me, sent me stumbling back in the same instant fire ripped across the side of my arm, and a donkey kick's worth of force hit the center of my chest. Nick tried to steady me, but we both went down. As he scrambled to his feet, I gripped my upper arm. It was a minor wound, grazed me. My chest ached where my vest had stopped the second bullet, and breathing took some extra effort, but it was nothing serious. And Jesse was still here. Are you okay? Nick asked. Concern and fear were etched all over his bruised, cut-up face. The gun! I coughed, then spoke through clenched teeth. Get my gun! The pistol that had been in my hands had fallen just beyond the open doorway, so Nick took the revolver from my ankle holster. From the other side of the doorway came a hysterical, familiar voice. Oh God! Oh God! Oh God! Jesse, put the gun down! I called out. I moved to my knees. Jesse!
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. I'm sorry,
came the shrill, shaky response.
I didn't mean to, Mark. I didn't.
Jesse, just calm down. I kept my voice low. The kid only knew me by my undercover name and probably had no idea I was a cop. He was already delusional and had long ago bought into a charade my partner and I had put on for months. As I tried to figure out how to defuse this situation, I noticed Jesse had dropped his weapon. The noise and the kick must have scared the shit out of him. That, or he'd realized he'd hit me, not Nick, the one who probably wanted to shoot, and freaked. Dropping my voice a little lower, I said, Nick, his gun, it's on the floor. I nodded toward the bedroom. Nick looked. Then he turned to me and mouthed, What do I do? Just stay there. I gestured at the revolver in his hand. Aim the gun at the doorway. He cocked his head. Just do it. He goes anywhere near either gun. Do not hesitate to fire. Nick nodded and drew the hammer back. He swallowed hard, his Adam's apple bobbing between the purple and red welts across the front of his throat. I thought he shuddered. He had to have been scared out of his mind, but he did as I said, adopting the shooting stance I taught him and aiming his weapon at the bedroom doorway. Jesse, move where I can see you, I ordered.
No, no, I can't, it's...
Jesse, move where I can see you, now. Tentative, unseen movement shuffled across carpet. Jesse, I'm not fucking around. I sucked in a breath as I gingerly pushed myself to my feet, still clutching my wounded arm. Get in front of the doorway with your hands in the air and don't touch that gun. Come on, Jesse. Another step. Can you see him? I asked. Not yet, Nick said. Come on, Jesse, I barked. Now.
Please don't shoot me,
came the shrill voice from the other side. He was crying now, almost hyperventilating. I'm not going to shoot you unless you reach for a gun, Nick said. Come out now or I'm coming in. Jesse stepped into view. His eyes were wild with fury and probably no shortage of chemical influence, but also red from crying.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?